Hilton Trollope Energy Research Center researcher at the University of Cape Town. He joins us on the line now from the mother city. Hilton, good afternoon to you. And Eskom, as soon as you think there is some sort of light at the end of the tunnel, it drags South Africa further and further down.
Good afternoon, Niklas. Every now and then we have a little bit of hope about Eskom, but unfortunately, that hope is not really grounded in reality, because the problems at Eskom are what we call systemic. They are related to conditions that have grown in Eskom over decades now. So I'm not sure if you want me to answer specific questions or if you just want my general thoughts on the matter.
Specifically, I'd like to talk about the leadership, because amid great fanfare, Cyril Ramaphosa is one of his first acts as ANC president. He brought in a new board. Phakamani Khedebe is the new CEO. Jabu Mabuza is the chairperson. And there's an argument that, the people that are being brought into Eskom to monitor and enforce a turnaround could very well master a balance sheet and cut costs in a very efficient manner, but they don't necessarily have the requisite skill set to keep the power on. Essentially, the engineering, the technical skills aren't there. Your thoughts?
So we haven't done a technical skills audit, but we know something bigger. And that is that the president did say that Eskom's going to be unbundled. And the reasons given for that, firstly, is in its current form, it's just simply too big and complicated to manage as one organization. So that's really a step in the right direction. Having done that, however, we will have a generation division and a transmission division. That's got the national grid. And the problems are really with the generation division, which is by far the biggest division, and it runs the power stations. And essentially, the generation division, in terms of its organizational form, is a relic from the past. It is. It has all these coal-fired power stations, which firstly are also relics from the past. And then it has these two big new ones, Medupi and Kusile, which right from before Eskom took the decision to build them, people knew very well that these big mega projects are full of risks and often go wrong. And we've now put, the president used these words, eggs in one basket. Two of these eggs make up a quarter of the supply, if they work. The trouble is, if they don't work, then they don't make up a quarter of the supply. So this is because bad strategic decisions have been made by this relic from the past, because it's a monopoly and it feels that it's safe, it can take chances and do what it likes. So I have a very strong opinion, which is only really developed recently, about the solution, because it involves the idea that nobody has the skill set to manage Eskom from the top down. And this is because it's too complicated and government simply doesn't have the governance mechanisms. We've got a history now from 2001 when Mbeki tried to make Eskom engage independent power producers. They simply resisted. Even when Jacob Zuma tried to make Eskom introduce the so-called independent system operator in the period 2011 to 2014, he said in his 2010 sonar, I think it was, we will have the system operator and independent grid. They simply didn't do it. So I think Eskom has shown that it can successfully resist attempts from above. So Eskom generation must be subjected to attempts from the side. It must live in a world of competition.
Hilton, very briefly, unfortunately, because we are running against time now, your thoughts on Eskom's unbundling? I mean, essentially, it might be moving in the right direction, but there's no silver bullet, and it's not necessarily going to solve all Eskom's problems. Your thoughts?
Well, the next step must be take the unbundled generation division and make it compete with independent power producers, so that if we can't make Eskom honest from the top, we can make it honest by making it compete.
Well, Hilton, thank you very much for joining us on The Drive.